Here we go with Outside the Box, trying to confront reality as best we can. Today's topic is our Christian country. If you were a fish, you'd take the liquid surrounding you for granted. It's a given, not something you're even aware of. And I think the same is true for human beings in the U.S. living in a Christian country. We don't usually realize it because Christianity is pervasive and all around us, just like the water that fish live in. Do we know that the year 2015 is based on a Christian calendar, as are our 12 months and 365 days? Do we remember that most of our annual holidays, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Good Friday, and Easter, Mother's Day, Columbus Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas all have Christian roots? Even though we talk about a separation of church and state, Christianity has invaded our currency, our Pledge of Allegiance, and our national seal. Parts of our school curriculum have influences from the Christian church, not just religious schools, but public ones as well. Legislative bodies, such as my state legislature, have a prayer, almost always Christian, at the beginning of every day's session. The Christian religion has subtle influences as well in how some hospitals and social service agencies operate. You can find it in 12-step programs, the Boy Scouts, school curricula such as sex education and evolution versus intelligent design, and the annual lighting of the town or city's holiday tree and lights in the streets. You can't avoid Christmas music in late December, no matter what radio station you listen to. Other religions, or no religion, stick out as exceptions to the rule. Our language is full of words and phrases that come out of Christianity. Here are just a few. Act of God. Blue laws, devilish, spare the rod and spoil the child, abstinence, divine, God forbid, guardian angel, epiphany, heaven, and heaven sent, one nation under God, good Samaritan, idolatry, wicked, infidel, new world order, God bless, Hallelujah, Promised Land, and Jesus, or Christ, or both, as an exclamation. Does this make us a Christian country? I think so. We talk consistently about Israel as a so-called Jewish state, yet the percentage of Christians in this country is greater than the percentage of Jews in Israel. Christianity and its churches get certain benefits from being part of our Christian country. Sunday is the usual day of rest in our nation. The sale of retail products is more limited on that day also. Churches are automatically exempted from federal income and local property taxes. Recent Supreme Court cases give church-connected businesses and nonprofits and business owners the right to practice their religion at the expense of the rights of their employees or customers. But there's more than the Christianity we see every day. There are Christian values and beliefs and how they affect our behaviors, our lives, and our society. More on that in another Outside the Box. Do you consider the United States a Christian country? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, trying not to buy into the Christianity of this country, since I'm not a Christian.